Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February 26, 2023. We're going to talk about that very elusive word, meditation, today, because a lot of people just either poo-poo it or just don't want to do it, or try to do it and think that they fail, and there's all sorts of misnomers about it. And I often get really interesting emails from people who are trying to meditate but never seem to cross that line because of motivation, and that's a huge deal. So I have this wonderful email from a lady, Susan, who doesn't tell me where she lives, talks about her arduous practice and her arduous effort to try to meditate but can't focus, and is a mother and a wife and thinks about all the things that she has to do, the responsibilities and all of that. And she wanted to use meditation, she said, in her very lengthy email. I won't read it all. To try to calm her down and get her to relax. And then she says, what does really meditation do for you or for any of us in that regard? Well, Susan, meditation is all about nothing. So what it's going to do to you, if it were to be authentic and to be potent, would be it would present you with nothing, no thing, no mind, no thoughts in mind, no, shall we say, presentation of something better than what you are thinking currently. And you equate the idea that the payoff for meditation should be in the quality of your thoughts and having better thoughts. But that is not the way. It's not what it does at all. And this is why so few people want to meditate or understand the very essence of meditation. Meditation is not to make things better. It is not to give you another focus, another mindset to look at life through, something like that, a different philosophy, a different belief system, all that other stuff. It's not about that at all. It's about no thing, nothing. It's about achieving a mind that is no longer in the predicament of right and wrong, good and bad, push and pull, where the mind is not wanting one thing over another, things like that. It is a place that we go to within us that allows us to be free of whatever our thoughts were about conflict and belief. And we need a lot of conflict, and we have a lot of belief. And if you put the two together, belief, any belief, will become a conflict in your life if you continue to live in it and make it your philosophy about living. So what do you get out of meditation, you ask? I say this to everyone and I giggle when I say it. You get nothing, nothing. And then you have to weigh the fact, can you handle that? Now, psychologically, we are predisposed to thoughts, and the quality of those thoughts generally are generic in their quality, and they have to do with the whole effort of our genetics and our DNA, our survival. Our thoughts are about surviving socially, monetarily, physically. It's all about fighting for our life and fighting for survival. And along with all of that, of course, comes all sorts of assumptions and presumptions about how we live our life, how we should live our life, blah, blah, blah. Well, with all of that being said and done, meditation is useless to the average person, because the average person is doing what you're doing. They want relief from their thoughts, and they think that meditation can bring them relief. And while theoretically that would be true, it never happens that way, at least not in my experience with people. What they basically do is they merge their intent to be relaxed and have less pressure on them with their meditation and their practice, and it just doesn't work. They don't work together that way. If you really want to meditate, you meditate for the purposes of inner awakening, not trying to get yourself to be in a more relaxed state. Now, there are methods you can use to relax, breathing techniques that would help you immensely. You can start to learn to breathe, let's say, from your hari to your heart. Your hari is just two fingers above your navel, and you bring it up to your heart like this, and then you hold it and release down back to your hari, up and down like that. That will help you. That will help relax you. Is it meditation? No, but it's okay. It will help you. It'll help you relax. Take deep breaths, slow, deep breaths. You might want to learn a catharsis and learn to practice a catharsis if you want to do that. That would be more than helpful. All these things you have at your fingertips, as it were, but to meditate and use it as some sort of medicine to overcome your tension and your self-imposed fervor of emotionality that makes you feel afraid and frightened, as you talk about in your email, that isn't going to happen. You're going to have to be very disciplined. And I don't see that in this email, any sense of what discipline would be or whether or not you can even do it. People have a difficult time with meditation because they're too emotional. And the more you are in the tendency to be emotional, the more difficult it's going to be to meditate. Much more difficult. You have to pace yourself. You have to let love live you. You have to have a different frame of mind. So I don't see you, Susan, as a meditator at all. I don't think that would fit your persona, your ego, your mindset. I think you're looking for relief. So if you're doing that, which you obviously are by your email, then what you ought to do is just, you know, do some breath work and yoga maybe, and maybe some catharsis if you're up for it, and call that, you know, your practice for now. But meditation, real meditation, no, I just don't see it. It takes a lot of dedication and a sense of being willing to experience what your mind likes to toss around as violence or conflict or self-righteousness, all that other stuff that we like so very much in this world, and we do like it. So I'm just saying to you, don't do that. You're not going to be proficient at it. It's not going to be something that helps you, and you're going to find inside yourself nothing but frustration and anger about not being able to do it. So that's my shtick towards you, and I certainly hope it helps you. I really do, and I'm grateful for your kind words about Aspire. It was very, very sweet of you. Thank you for your words. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a question, you know how to get a hold of me, greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. I'll be back on the air next week. Please, please forgive me. Namaste.